Thanks, Dave. I'm really excited to be here.
Moose Heart Migas. Migas? Migas.
Migas. Although I think that my father-in-law may get after me because I have a horrible Spanish accent. So,
so if a hunter has been out and has been successful here, the heart is certainly one of the most favored parts of large game. Would this transfer to caribou, by the way? Or?
Absolutely. This could be used for moose heart, caribou heart.
Ptarmigan, for those of us that aren't so good at hunting.
Spruce grouse. We've made spruce grouse migas, too.
Okay.
Kind of any game meat that you have, or even a steak sliced really thin could be good here. But moose heart, this is definitely our favorite way to go. So you want to gather up your ingredients. You'll, of course, have your moose heart. You're going to want a couple tablespoons of flour, some cumin, some chipotle powder, some salt and pepper, some stuff in there to give it some spice. If you like jalapenos, round a couple of those up, some cilantro, hot sauce, sour cream, salsa, guacamole. These are all going to be great toppings. But the heart of your dish is going to consist of basically scrambled eggs, corn tortillas, an onion diced up nice and small, and some cheddar cheese or some queso fresco if you can get your hands on it, or maybe even pepper jack. The first thing you're going to want to do is cut up your moose heart into nice thin strips, probably no more than a quarter of an inch thick, a couple inches long at most. Mix up that flour that you got out in a small dish with your cumin, chipotle powder, salt and pepper. Dredge those pieces of moose through the flour so you have both sides evenly coated. And then in a nice nonstick or cast iron pan, heat yourself up a little bit of olive oil to the point where it's hot but it's not smoking. And you're going to want to sear that moose heart quickly so it gets browned and cooked all the way through, and transfer that to a plate to set aside until after your eggs are done. Add a little bit more oil if you need to. Take your corn tortillas and quarter them. Toss them in the oil with your minced onion. Cook until your tortillas start to get a little bit crispy on the edges and your onions turn translucent. Then you're going to go ahead and crack a couple eggs in there. However many folks you're feeding, just guesstimate for that. A good rule of thumb is probably 2 eggs per person and 2 tortillas per person. Scramble it up so the eggs are cooked just almost done, and then sprinkle in that shredded cheese that you set aside. So in your pan, you've got your crispy corn tortillas, your scrambled cheesy eggs, and you'll take that off, plate it, salt and pepper on top, put your seared moose heart on top of that with the good Mexican seasoning, put on some salsa, some sour cream, cilantro, diced up jalapeno, guacamole. Breakfast, moose heart migas.
It's breakfast.
It's breakfast, or it's like, oh, I've been cutting up this moose for 12 hours and I'm starving. Then
this
it's dinner.
This is the one to do, right.
This is the one to do because it's easy, it's fast, and all it's right. Wholly satisfying.
What do you like so much about taking our local gathered food and doing original things with it?
We have so much opportunity here in Bristol Bay as far as bounty, and every season brings something new. In the spring, you can tap birch trees and make birch syrup. We anxiously await the arrival of the herring. Every time the fiddleheads come up or the ramps come up, it's time to harvest again, and that's really exciting. People have gardens, of course, salmon, berries, moose, birds, ptarmigan, spruce grouse, caribou. The opportunities abound, and there are so many excellent teachers here as far as what people have been doing for centuries and what people are just trying out now. So it's a rich place in culture and in food choices.
You're going to bring some of those ideas to this new program, but you'd also like to field some questions by email. How do listeners get in touch with you that way?
Yeah, I think it would be really exciting if somebody said, wow, I got 6 rabbits this weekend. What should I do with those? Those are the questions I like, because then you stop and you think, well, what would I do with 6 rabbits? Oh, maybe I'd make curry. Maybe I'd can them. Maybe I'd, you know. So I would love to hear people's questions. I'd also love to hear what you're doing with the food that you're harvesting. They can reach me at setthenet@gmail.com.
We look forward to this program. We're going to air the first of these coming up on Wednesday the 21st, right before Christmas. That leaves time for a couple of email questions, but you've got some ideas in mind for that show as well, and we'll air that just after Open Line here on KDLG. Susie Jenkins-Brito with SetTheNet.com. Thanks so much.
Thanks so much, Dave. I'm really looking forward to this.